Joining me in the studio is film director Mike Lawrence, whose film Bach and Friends will be premiered at the Charles Theater this coming Sunday. It's a pleasure to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan.
What drew you to Bach as a composer to make a film out of?
Well, I've been a Bach fan ever since I was a kid. I grew up in Indianapolis. I was a bluegrass banjo player, and I never experienced Bach, and somebody gave me the Swingle Singers, and I fell in love right away. And then as I moved on and went to Peabody and guitar, it just grew and grew, and then I became a filmmaker pretty much out of Peabody, and I realized there really was nothing much on Bach. I mean, I looked at a couple dozen films. They're really not a decent film.
Considering he's sort of maybe the greatest genius of Western music, or
absolutely,
at least one of the top three.
You know, I mean, there are a couple that are watchable, but most of them are not even watchable. So I said, well, this is it. So I'll, you know, can take my two things that I love the most, which is music and movies, and do something on Bach.
There's something soul-restoring about Bach's music, I think, particularly playing it. And you're talking to the people who are playing it. I mean, any serious musician plays his music.
Everybody plays his music, and every composer had to deal with Bach ever since, this genius came about. His music is so extraordinary, and so, you know, people think of him as this stuffy fat guy, German guy that did church music. But his music is as emotional and as profound and powerful as any composer that ever lived. I mean, it's really unbelievable the quality and the consistency and the enormous output of the great masterpieces this guy created. I mean, it's really unbelievable.
He didn't watch television, that is for sure. And managed to have 20 children in the process. Thankfully, there were two Mrs. Bachs. Now, this movie features some really extraordinary performers. You want to talk a little bit about a few of them?
Well, when I got funding, I initially did a presentation of the first few shoots, which I actually funded myself, and all the crew worked on spec. In fact, Felix Hell was the first shoot. And so I put together my list of dream Bach players, and I started making cold contacts to them. And all of a sudden, they're all doing it. Mm. Nobody got paid, and I got Joshua Bell, and I got the Emerson String Quartet, and I got Edgar Meyer, and Hilary Hahn. I mean, it's an enormous collection of people, and I mean, I was shocked. I thought it was going to be a kind of a local Peabody film with a few friends here, but it got out of control.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people from Peabody, and there is a nice local presence to the movie as well.
Yeah, Manuel Barueco, he plays the same fugue that I played in my graduation concert at Peabody. And Felix Hell, of course, is an extraordinary organist. Among the people in the film from Peabody was Andre Talle, a wonderful Bach scholar, and he was actually an advisor to the film from the very beginning. One of the things I'm most proud of in the film is the level of playing, whether it's a bluegrass mandolin player, Chris Thiele, who is as good as any Bach player in the movie, or even Jake Shimabukuro, the ukulele player of the glass harp. The music level is very high, and that's one of the things that I was really, you know, in fact, I turned down a lot of people that wanted to be in the movie just because I didn't think their playing was good enough, even though they were famous.
The film is called Bach and Friends. It will receive its Baltimore premiere, finally. It's taken a while for it to actually get one in town, and it will be at the Charles Theater on October the 3rd, Sunday morning. Doors open at 9:45. Screening will be about 10:30. And there's also a performance, which is going to happen that particular morning.
Yeah, that's Hilda Hwang. She's an enormously talented young lady who was in the film and won the Wurzig Bach competition, the first American to ever win it and the youngest American to ever win it. So we'll have the treat of hearing her play a Bach English suite for us.
Mike Lawrence, congratulations on the premiere, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jonathan.